More information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
At a time like this, the essentials are so important. And that's why Edibles and Essentials is still taking every measure to make sure your kitchen and fridge are well stocked. They're still offering carryout and online ordering on batch cocktails and drinks, cafe items like their potato salad, apps like crab cakes, and even meal kits for you to finish up at home. I'm talking banh mi tacos, Moroccan chicken, and roasted veggie lasagna. Check out the full menu, find more information, and put in your order today at ediblesandessentials.com.
Looking for a place to work with competitive pay and a great reputation? Then Kenstra Ready Mix Concrete is the company for you. Apply now at KenstraReadyMix.com. They complete a variety of projects while delivering the most advanced concrete in the world. A fourth-generation family business, they prioritize safety for their employees and the public. Compensation is $25 per hour minimum with full benefits, with local deliveries only. That means you're home every night. Kenstra is an equal opportunity employer. Visit KenstraReadyMix.com. That's KienstraReadyMix.com for all the details.
Right now, the average American is spending over 3 hours a day searching for news and updates on COVID-19. Take 5 minutes today, visit thehomeloanexpert.com, and let's see how much money we can save you with a refinance.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first serve, during the month of May. Please email to sales@590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and that has not changed. Now you can order from Biggie's with delivery and curbside pickup Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They've added half-baked pizzas that you finish at home, and some of their most popular dishes like chicken parmesan, pastas, and salads are available. Biggie's will be offering free delivery within a 5-mile radius. Give them a call at 781-0060 to put in your order for pickup or delivery today. Thanks to everyone who continues to support local.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Right now, the average American is spending over 3 hours a day on the internet searching for news and updates on COVID-19. Let's use some of that time for something positive. Take 5 minutes today, visit thehomeloanexpert.com, and let's see how much money we can save you with a refinance. Lower your mortgage payment, skip a few months, and start saving now with our 5-minute loan approval only available at thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hi, Joe DeButcher here from Kenrick's Meats. During these trying times, we hope that you and your family are staying safe. Being in business for over 75 years, we've become St. Louis barbecue specialists and a name that you can rely on. We are still going strong and trying to keep up with the overwhelming demand of meats, whether it's ready-to-grill steaks, prepared side dishes, or even our easy-to-heat-and-eat prepared meals. Kenrick's has you covered. Thank you to our front lines, and we salute you. Call us or visit us at Kenrick's.com for more information.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Our next guest is a very entertaining, very funny young man, but I should warn you, he is actually a couple of bricks shy of a load.
Crossed over. If I never.
Is he talking? I don't know. You go on the show, Dave.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Another day of trying to figure out how to kill the first hour. The second and third hours kind of take care of themselves. You know, second hour is today, Dr. Doug. Monday is Josh Ballin. So today, pressure's on. First hour every day. You don't know the folks, you don't know pressure. Do you have to sit down and look at a clock and go, what do we do till 4 o'clock? Well, we start like this. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the 13th of May, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Day.
Oh, no.
Day.
I didn't have the volume turned up.
Day.
It was a 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty day.
3:17, and we've already blown it.
We were testing sound effects off the air, so I had the volume turned
down.
Let's just do it over. Thank you.
Edit it out. We'll do it over.
All right.
Radio edit.
And here we are, it's the 13th of May, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I ran into somebody at Walgreens about an hour and a half ago.
Did you say, excuse me?
Did you hurt him? Yeah, I hurt him bad. And Dad, you know who it is, Benny, the guy that looks like John Goodman and sounds like John Goodman.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
He's at Walgreens. Yeah. He comes up and I say, oh, Benny, and one of the first things he said was, no sleepy dusty Delta day. He just pulled that out of the air because that's, I guess, he likes that. And who doesn't, except, I don't know, a lot of people.
Your daughter.
Yeah, and my daughter, but we do it anyway. So welcome aboard. Here we are. You know how this works. First hour, free for all. We do some Burke segments, which we didn't get a chance to do yesterday. And then you can chime in with whatever you want. I will give you numbers that won't change. They will still be good next hour when Dr. Doug is here. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. We will get to the Burke segment. I have a suggestion for panhandlers. There was a guy. This would have been 30 minutes ago. Guy, Manchester and Lindbergh.
Right.
On the corner. Typical cardboard, piece of cardboard. Yeah. I don't know what it said. I couldn't read it. I need help. I'm a veteran, whatever. If you're listening and you're a panhandler, I got a suggestion. Right about now with the COVID thing, no mask, no gloves. I don't know too many people who, no offense, but we don't know where you've been. You're homeless or whatever. So you've touched and been around who knows what. I can't imagine too many people want you coming up to the window, the drive. So maybe a mask right now. I'm not a big fan of the mask thing, but in your case, I think you might get a few more contributions if you'd wear a mask. Mm-hmm. The gloves thing interests me, and I'll tell you why. I think the gloves are laughable when I see regular people wearing them. Not medical people. Just somebody shopping in the store with rubber gloves on. Right. And here's why. All the rubber glove does is replace your hand. Whatever your glove has touched is on your glove. I don't know that I want your glove touching my stuff. Think about this. If you, and I told this story before, it was years ago. I won't mention the fast food place because it's not really their fault and it doesn't reflect on all of them. But there was a kid in the back and he was putting desserts on trays like those cherry pie turnover thing. And he's putting them on the tray and he stopped and reached back and dug deep into his butt crack to scratch his butt. Now he had gloves on, but now his gloves have his butt crack on them. What's the difference in whether you have gloves or your hand? It still was in your butt crack. And then he went on to continue putting the things on the tray. And I just called the manager over, and I will add this. He was mentally challenged, so I didn't want to go too tough on him. And I said to the manager, I said, listen, I applaud you for hiring, you know, people with disabilities, but, and that was an appropriate but, I told her what happened. I said, I just saw him dig deep in his butt crack.
Outside crack, though, right? This is, there's a layer of pants. This isn't inside.
This was over the pants.
Okay, so that's outside crack.
It's outside. Right.
There's a difference.
There's a difference, but as we know, odor and residual
stuff could still be some fecal matter there.
Can transfer through.
There is a difference.
We had spirited arguments when I was a young man about what constituted whether or not you made it to second base. And if it was outside, didn't count.
That's not it.
That didn't count.
Over the clothing?
No.
That's first base.
Nope. That's rounding first and going back to first.
Yeah. That's tried to steal but had to go back.
Right. Yeah, that's like getting caught in between first and second.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
kissing,
a rundown.
Hugging.
Yeah. Outside, cloth, hand to cloth didn't count.
All first base.
Nope.
But I'm trying to find a way to do this without it becoming too disgusting.
Just go for it.
If you want proof.
It's not your best quality, so just let it all hang out.
If you want proof that matter, material, fecal residue can transfer through
fecal residue
pants, then if you've ever, this is tough.
In high school, my niece actually did a paper on this.
On fecal residue?
No, not on scratching your butt, but yeah, fecal residue and passing gas and
here's how I can do this. I remember when you're a kid,
right?
You don't always
wipe well.
Thank you.
Okay.
You don't.
You're
grade school and you're, oh my goodness, run too late for class. You're in the fifth grade or whatever. The bell's going to ring. You're outside at recess and you had to go. Which you tried not to do at number two at school. But if you did and you're in a hurry, you didn't always do a great job. So
some smearing.
If there was an itch and you reached back there and dug in and scratched it, just smell your hand. That's your proof right there. it goes through. So the gloves don't do it for me. And when I see customers in a store wearing gloves, I think it's laughable. I think it's just.
Do you go up and laugh in their face?
No, but I want to.
You should.
I want to.
You only live once, do it.
You're not accomplishing anything, folks. Your glove becomes your hand, and what's on your glove would have been on your hand, but it's on your glove. No difference to me. Let me talk to Bart, and we'll start the Burke segment. Bart, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm just dandy, and I was hoping I would be part of the Burke segment. But
no, that's impossible. Uh-huh. Burke segment is for in-room
participants. Can I hang up and call back?
It still won't make you part of the Burke segment, but that's okay.
Right.
Your contribution is equally important, even though it's not really officially Burke segment. What do you have?
Well, you know what? That just made me feel that much more important. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
The whole glove thing, you're 100% correct. Okay, here's the problem. When a surgeon and or anyone assisting a surgeon is, quote, gloved up, they do not touch their face in the slightest.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about surgeons. I'm talking about people in the.
I think Bob's just trying to prove a point.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
But the point being is that the people don't realize that they are cross contaminating everything that they touch with their gloves. And I've been watching this. Now I don't do surgery or anything like that, but you know, I could, I guess. But
well, we all could. The patient would die. We could do it. But.
Well, I didn't say they lived, did I?
No.
Anyway, the point being is, I've been watching these people and they don't realize how they're cross contaminating their key fob, their door handles, their steering wheels, everything that they touch that they had those gloves on, they're cross contaminating.
Right.
You have to take it seriously, and you know my mom, Denise.
Yeah.
Okay, that's me. That's it. And my stepfather, Richard, passed away.
Sure.
I'll say his name just for laughs. Richard Woodcock.
Yeah. Let's stop right there. Let's just. Can we just rest in peace, Richard. This isn't no joke. Great photographer, I might add. Your late, yeah, I guess, stepfather or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was, I consider him to be my dad. I mean, 44 years, he's my dad.
When I met him, I couldn't help but bring this up. His name is Dick Woodcock. Richard Woodcock.
But he went by Richard.
He did. But don't tell me for a minute that through school, this guy wasn't tortured beyond belief.
You want to know the real story behind that?
Sure. We got
the real story
six.
Behind that was, I'll be as fast as I can. He did not get teased in the slightest throughout grade school or high school. It was not until his freshman year, when he went to his dorm assignment at Mizzou, that his roommate was like, "Your name is Richard Woodcock."
I'm not buying it. There's no way.
I 100% stack up the Bibles.
There is no way.
Maybe back in the day, it wasn't that funny.
Times were different back then.
Were you with him in high school? No, you weren't. You weren't around. So he may tell you that, but there is no way.
He was serious about it.
Hear me out. There is no way that a guy goes through high school named Richard Woodcock and does not get teased. That's impossible.
That's
what he told you.
Lightning strike me, whatever. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I honestly think he was honest about it. It wasn't until his college roommate pointed out. But I valid your, you have a valid point. I agree. But anyway, back to the point at hand.
Anyway.
Did it again.
Yeah, he did.
shot me twice. The glove, back to the glove thing. It's just, people just, if they really want to take care and they really want to do prevention, they need to pay more attention to what they are touching. And your gloves need to be thrown away as soon as you are done doing your shopping, doing your whatever, and or sanitized.
Yeah, I know what they're doing. I know what they're doing. They're protecting. Well, it's not going to get on my hands because I have a glove. So they're they're keeping. But you're still
spreading it everywhere.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah. You're
everything
not helping.
You touch.
But like I said, they cross contaminate. They touch their door handles of the car, the steering wheel, their grocery bags, everything, and it's all cross contamination. If a surgeon touches their face or an assistant of a surgeon touches their face,
rescrub.
They have to actually step out and rewash and reglove.
Right.
So it's the same situation. People just need to pay a little bit more attention, and that will, help bring this thing to a halt.
Okay.
Anyway,
three.
I gotta go. I can't take it anymore. Thanks for the show, Frank. I appreciate the kind words about my dad, and take care.
Thank you, Bart. Yeah.
All right.
Look, man, we've all been in high school.
Yeah.
With other guys. Mm-mm. You introduce yourself as Richard Woodcock.
Oh man, that's
it's gonna happen.
Did you ever see the movie with Billy Bob Thornton, Mr. Woodcock?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
That's good.
Is he a teacher?
He is.
Yes.
He's a sort of a demented gym teacher, and his name is Mr. Woodcock.
He's perfect.
He's mean.
Oh, it's a good movie. Yeah. You need to watch that.
Came out in 2007, and Billy Bob Thornton, I know, is one of your favorite actors.
I like him.
Mr. Woodcock, that's a must-see,
I think,
Frank.
He's a weird dude, but I like him.
Susan Sarandon's in it, too, which makes it even a double whammy for you to see.
Like her,
old school Sarandon.
She's hot in a dirty way. Dirty hot. Dirty, like need a shower, but still hot.
She was 73 years old and hanging from a noose at the end of the last season of Ray Donovan, and even with her dead, flinging body hanging there, I thought, yeah, I'd still like that.
It's an unusual kind of hotness. It's not the same as she always looks kind of like she needs a shower, but you'd
like
still
she's
go,
thinking
oh, okay,
dirty thoughts.
If you don't have time to take a shower, okay, let's go anyway. There's something about her. So does anybody have anything to say?
Sure.
All right. That sure came from Tim Woodburn.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
This show starts at 3 o'clock.
Oh, it's supposed
what?
To.
What?
It
supposed
does?
It's supposed
Wait.
To.
We're late.
It never has, but it's sort of.
I notoriously am the last one to arrive at the station, and Tuesday is 2:43, and I'm passing Jack in the Box at 44 and Bowles at 2:43. And I'm thinking, all right, it's about a 12 minute ride to the station. There's nobody in line. Do I have time to get a drink and make it to the station on time? And I decided I did.
I've done this, but with Chick-fil-A. Go
right,
ahead.
Okay. So I pull in, Lord Diet Coke, that's it, thank you. I just want something to drink for the show. I pull around, and there's a truck, which couldn't see on the other side. There's a truck that's sitting there at the window.
No.
Now, I sat there, not one, not three, not five, not seven, not nine. I sat there for 11 minutes. Thinking, what could this guy have possibly, or, and you can't back out because it's one of them curly ones.
Right.
I would have backed out if it was Culver's.
Right.
But
right.
I couldn't back out of this one. 11 minutes I sat there, and finally the window opens up, and the gal hands the guy a milkshake.
That's it?
And takes off. And I'm like, what milkshake could possibly take 11 minutes to make? I'll tell you the kind. The kind where you're out of ice cream, and you got to make a 5-minute drive to the store to go get some ice cream.
Oh.
Then buy the ice cream, come back, make the shake in a minute, and then hand it out the door.
Wow.
Is that what happened?
I don't know what happened. I just know that I picked up my diet drink, and it was 2:51, and I'm 12 minutes from the station. Yeah,
people need to understand the level of professionalism possessed.
Mm-hmm.
To us, the idea of being late is abhorrent.
It's terrifying. I mean,
it's unacceptable.
Right.
Here's the one I don't like, is when you're in line, and I've done this too. I'm thinking, okay, Highway 40, the Lindbergh, da, 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 and I can do it. And then not only is it not moving, you can't back up because somebody behind you in that drive-through line. Now you're really screwed. And you know the other thing I think about? I was in a drive-through, because now it's all drive-through. I was in a drive-through last week, and it's the two-lane deal. You know, there's a right and a left, then they merge, and you hope the person's courteous and lets you in because you got there first. You're in the middle of that, and there's two cars in front of you and three cars behind you, and you. What if you had, like, a heart attack or your gall? I'm kidding.
You're stuck.
You can't get out of there.
Yeah, no, you're stuck.
Or
you're
trapped. If somebody with you, my water broke. Oh, what are those people? I mean,
you're giving birth in that drive-thru.
You
lane.
Are in trouble. You cannot get out.
I had to start honking like crazy and just go, get out of the way.
The three cars would have to back up all behind you. They don't know what you're doing.
I had a BMW M3 convertible breakdown in the White Castle.
Wow.
Breakdown in the White Castle on South Lindbergh drive-thru after I made my order. And as I got halfway, it just died.
Oh.
And so, and I'm in the way of all the other cars. Mm-hmm. They had to bring food, waiting for the tow truck, they had to bring the food out to about 15 different people who came through.
And what makes it worse is they hate you because you had a BMW.
Well,
if your car stopped and it had been anything else, well, okay. Oh, Mr. BMW's car broke down.
Right.
Yeah, well, then they don't like you.
Finishing up the shake story from Jack in the Box, I get to 44 in Big Bend. I get off. Now I'm going to have to haul through Kirkwood. I come through the back way, you know, through Woodlawn to get to the station. There is a massive asphalt truck.
Oh.
Damn. That's getting ready to turn left.
Always.
Okay. And the light, and I'm four cars in line behind that. And it you know, goes.
Excellent sound effect. That's great.
25. It's a 30-mile-an-hour road. This truck did not hit 10. No, don't go 15. Don't go 20. Do a reasonable 8 to ensure everyone's safety. And so at that point, I have to do one or two things. I have to illegally pass three cars behind this tow truck and risk my life in the oncoming lane, because it's only a two-lane road, to get around him to get to the station on time, or I'm doing the news from my phone in my car. Ooh. And I risked life and limb to get here on time.
Wow.
Tuesday.
You did.
You know, that was today?
No, it was Tuesday. I passed him illegally, and every single one of them honked at me like you a-hole.
Yeah. Of course
they
did.
They didn't know. Okay. They didn't know the reason.
Well, first of all,
what if I was pregnant?
They didn't know. To get to the hospital. They didn't know who you were.
Right.
No.
If somebody had said, I think that's Tim
Woodman,
they go, let him through. He's got to do the news.
Right.
Because it's important.
Right.
Right.
It's not like it's non-essential.
Mm-hmm.
Could have called the Kirkwood Police Department, got an
escort in.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Wow. Not messing around here.
That's a good idea for next time.
Do you have more?
No. I'm just curious. Because I know you live off of 109, as do I, and I hate that road, and I hate when I get behind a tow truck on that road. Do you pass on a double yellow?
I have.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand why it's double yellow, and sometimes it doesn't make sense to me. I could see a mile and a half ahead. Why is it? Yes, I have.
I do, too. I do it all the time.
I do look real carefully as far as I can see if there's a cop, but I do.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, I'm a lawbreaker.
Yep.
And I admit it.
Rebel.
Let's get Joe, and then we'll finish the Burke segment. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. What do we do for you?
And I had to jump in on this call on this Richard Babcock story.
Woodcock.
Mm-hmm. Tease. I grew up North County, Spanish Lake, and I know you used to be up there in the Rain Tree Apartments.
That's exactly right. Right off, and we were on Molaris Drive off of Lilac. Yeah, Rain Tree.
And my parents still live up there off of Larimore Road, basically. But I grew up with a guy who was a year behind me in school. His parents named him Richard, and his last name was Head.
No,
please,
what?
Please tell
that's
me.
Impossible.
Please tell me please tell me this is true. Because
those are terrible parents.
This is true.
Well, that's the cruelest thing.
You talk about being teased. Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Oh, there I go. Head. I did it. I pulled a prank.
You did. No, you did.
Excuse me. There, I know somebody who's gone to this man, and I just looked him up to verify he's still in active practice. There is a Dr. Richard A. Head at Mercy Hospital in St. Louis right now.
Wow.
He's a neurologist. I know somebody that went to him.
And it was just like, yeah. And so for that guy to say that
That's a tough... If a kid can make it through high school with that name, that is one tough guy. He deserves credit, because that's... That has to be you get every day at school. Hey, dickhead, because that's your name,
Dick Man.
Head. That's your name.
We had
did he pronounce it head or heed?
Heed.
Oh no! It was head. It was.
No,
nah,
if it'd been my name, it'd been heed immediately. Yeah. Change the pronunciation of that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think he heeded anything.
All right, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Hey, I got Mr. Penny, I got one more question for you, Mr. Penny.
That's a very good impression.
Good job, John. Joe.
Thank you. Yeah, I had to pick on John. When years back, because I've been a long listener since you were coming out of the cellar with the creaking door.
Coming out of the closet.
It was the basement. Thank you.
Oh, okay, the basement.
Didn't you have a commercial for one of your past advertisers? Where it was a roofing company where it was Pookie and Pee Wee Pinion did a commercial.
I don't
for one of the roofers.
No, not for a roofer, but the boys when they were little did a commercial for Randy Blunt Chevrolet when it was in Gumbo Flats down there in Chesterfield. But I don't remember a roofing commercial. That does not ring a bell. Possible.
I just remember the Pookie and Pee Wee Pinion.
Yeah, those were their names that I gave. But I don't remember a commercial with a roofing company. In fact, I'm trying to think. Wow, it's been so many years of doing this, and so I don't even know if I've ever had a roofing company that I remember. Hey, your memory's probably better than mine. So.
Oh, you did have.
One more thing, Bill.
All right, thank you, Joe.
All right,
who was it, Dan?
Compton, right?
No,
Compton.
No,
they didn't advertise.
Not really. No, very briefly. Not really. I will tell you. Somebody I would love to speak for again. And I don't know what happened. I sort of do. Gutter helmet. I have, let me tell you something. I have gutter helmet on my house. This is a non-paid, this is just for your own information. We've been in our house for 34 years. I've had at least 5 different gutter products that were supposed to keep that crap out of the gutters. I live in the woods, so everything's in the gutters. Acorns, walnuts, leaves, twigs.
Right.
And it's a mess. I've had mesh. I've had screen. I've had finer screen, finer mesh. I've had stuff with little holes. Just that. This gutter helmet is the only thing that has ever really worked. And it's been on there now for probably 15 years. And it's tremendous. So there you go. Free. If the gutter helmet people are listening, I'd be happy to sell more gutters for you again. I think what happened was it was a short-term deal and beginning of the season, and then maybe they changed owners. I don't know. I'm sure it's a franchise. I don't know what happened. Burke segment continues. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do not have anything to say.
Oh, man. Disappointed.
I do.
Sorry.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Welcome. The Seventh Planet Band.
What is that?
We are going to do the band that I'm in.
In a band?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. We're going to do another Facebook Live concert Saturday night.
Liar.
No, I swear. We're going to do it Saturday night, starting at 5 o'clock. Originally, we're supposed to play, we're going to do like an outside drive-in type of concert at a place called Circa, which is up the street at 270 in Manchester. Jamie Martin owns the place. He used to play with the Rams.
What, do you stay in your car?
Yes. People either they sit in their car, and the spaces are every other space, and then you can get out of your car with a lawn chair or something like that. And the wait staff will come out, and you can order food and all this other stuff.
Because I can't see people staying in their car.
No, they usually don't stay in the car. They'll get a but the forecast looks really bad this weekend. It's like it's supposed to rain all weekend, starting.
It's gonna be crap for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Well, hold on.
No, not for the next two weeks.
It's like okay, well, 10 days from now, you know, what I mean? Long enough.
No,
it was an exaggeration.
No, next week is supposed to be really nice and sunny.
So much for that.
Yeah, but this weekend is supposed to be so.
So why are you doing it Saturday night? It's gonna be lousy.
Well, we're not. Well, if it's lousy, we're not going to do the drive-in type of concert. We're just going to do it on Facebook Live.
Oh, okay. So either way, it's going to be up there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're going to do Facebook Live concert either way.
Okay.
So, and that's Saturday night starting at 5.
Okay.
Yeah. So anything we'll do else? Another one. No, that's it. And we're going to put, we've got a, I set up a PayPal for tips and what's the other one? Venmo. You know about Venmo?
Mm-hmm. It's an easy way to send money.
I don't even use PayPal.
Yeah, there's PayPal and Venmo. We're going to have those up there if people want to send tips.
There's too much stuff.
I know.
Too many apps. I don't get it. Let's just name some of the popular ones, and I don't even have them. I don't do Instagram. I know sort of what it is. Give me another one.
Are you talking about social media, or are you talking about like PayPal and like paying
PayPal,
accounts?
Social media. What's the story with this Bitcoin crap? Is that ever going to be a thing?
I think it's more just like e-commerce now and e-banking.
I don't trust it.
It's just weird. The newest, biggest app right now is TikTok.
I've heard it's a way to make
short videos. I don't have it. I don't use it, but it's pretty big right now. It'll probably be over by the summer.
Right, what do you do with it?
You just make short little videos and then post them online and people watch them.
But you can edit them and you can make yourself like jump from one place to another, magically appear and magically disappear. It has some features to it. My little nieces love it. You know, it was generated to a very, very young crowd, and now older people are starting to use it and have some fun with it.
Mm-hmm. I'll try it. It's an app, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an app.
I'll try it.
But I'm in business for myself, and all these different people want to pay you in a different way. So I've had to learn Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, Bitcoin, credit card by phone. I mean, I've had to learn all of them. I have accounts with all of them. And you just link them all to your bank account. You just have to have a username and a password, and if somebody wants to pay you that way, Apple Pay is another one, and that's the way that that you just have to operate, you know, mm-hmm. otherwise you lose business.
And Bitcoin was on, I guess it still is, on the stock market.
No, it's not. Bitcoin's different because Bitcoin changes in value like stock. Mm. Like, you can buy Bitcoin, and it raises and lowers in value on a daily basis.
Oh, okay.
And then there are vendors who sell it, and they charge different rates, and they compete with each other to try and get your Bitcoin order.
Yeah.
And the thing with Bitcoin is that it can go out to like 20 decibels. Like you can buy like 1/120th of a Bitcoin and that might be worth a couple dozen dollars or whatever the case might be. But it's had real big ebbs and flows over the course of time. And of course it's not regulated.
Right.
And there's people that go into Bitcoin accounts and they hack them and they steal their money, they reroute them and the people lose their money forever. So it's not secure.
I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out on Bitcoin. Yeah.
Not a fan.
So the other TikTok is, I'll look at it. I'll play with
check
it. See,
out.
What I do is I'll download an app and I'll play with it. If it doesn't get me in about 20 minutes, I'm done.
Right.
Now, I know the music things. Give me the big ones, Spotify, Pandora.
Rhapsody, the big ones? Stuff like that. Pandora is pretty big. That's just pretty much it. You just sign now.
Aren't
you
they
can do
all
free accounts
kind of the same
stuff?
Thing? I mean, you just make your own list of music you like.
Basically, you just say, like, you know, I like this song, I like these bands, and then it just generates music along those lines.
Well, Apple Music, which I have, I pay $9.99 a month, and I can download as many songs and albums as I want, and it comes with it a free app that shows you the lyrics of the song as it plays. So you can sit there and watch
wow.
the lyrics of the song.
I like the lyrics.
So thing. you can dump music, you can add music. It's unlimited, and it's $10 a month.
What is it?
Apple Music.
Oh.
$9.99 a month.
I'm old school.
And hasn't that done away?
I go to iTunes. I paid 99 cents or $1.29 download.
And you can listen to any song for free on it to see if you want to include it, you know, with your thing. You know, you don't have to
use the whole song.
You can also buy songs and not have to pay the $9.99 a month. Yeah,
okay.
The whole song.
All right. Well, we're getting up to speed now. Let's go to Jer. Jer's back. He's been here before. Welcome back, Jer. What's going on?
Frank, I want to do a service community bulletin.
Mm. Oh, wow. Oh. All right.
A service community bulletin. Okay.
Ready?
Go ahead.
But before...
You ready?
But before I do that, I want to say that I'm extremely proud to say that I'm an AM and a PM.
Well, we've heard that from you before. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So you just mentioned something out there, an app, and I just want to let people know to be extremely careful using the app.
Which app?
The app is TikTok.
We just talked about TikTok. Yeah. Why should they be careful with it?
What's the problem with it?
It's Chinese controlled. And
isn't everything?
Well, the thing is that we should try to go ahead and avoid doing anything Chinese.
Well, that's almost impossible.
I do like that food.
Well, the thing is, Frank, if we go ahead and bring our manufacturing back to the USA and we try to avoid buying Chinese, we will not support the Chinese. And the reason why we want to do that is the Chinese want to go ahead eventually try to control us.
Mm-hmm.
They want us to be part of their liberal, socialist, communism realm.
Okay. So a little heavy for this show. Let me stop you. Limey brings up a good point. Are you okay? Can we still eat Chinese food? Because I like Chinese food.
I mean, Panda Express.
Well, you know why we can? Because it's not really Chinese. It didn't come from China. We made it here.
What if Chinese people make it, though?
No, that's okay.
Okay, all right, cool.
It's still made here, consumed here, sold here. It didn't come from there.
Right.
Is that okay, Jared, to eat Chinese food?
Oh, and Frank, listen, I have nothing against the actual Chinese people.
Okay.
It's the people that are running the country and trying to do all scenarios. For example.
Okay, Jared, hold on. We're about to get into territory that we don't want to get into because this show is about nonsense, basically, for the most part. I'll give you another minute to stay on this topic. Go ahead.
Well, all I'm trying to do is keep people from going ahead and having their information compromised.
All right, well, let me ask you this: you don't want people to use TikTok? Why again? Because it's a Chinese app.
Chinese controlled.
Yes.
Okay, Jared. What other apps do you use?
I use none.
None. Is that an app? N-U-N. It's a Catholic app.
It's an app for finding nuns.
So you don't use any apps at all?
Nun finder.
None.
Nunfinder.
Well, the only thing I use is Google.
Okay. And you're okay with Google?
I don't do Facebook. I don't do all those other crazy things. I don't do any of that stuff.
Okay. Well,
Google is the only thing.
All right. Well, you and I, Jared, we really don't know, even using Google, who they share the information with. It could be China.
That is true.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know anymore. Was there anything else?
Well, the only other thing is that I thoroughly enjoy your program every day.
Okay.
It makes my day.
Thank you.
I really enjoy that.
Thank you.
And to have the special events that you have each and every day. I look forward to it. And I thank you and the rest of the crew that's associated with you, Frank, and along with the vendors.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
that. I try to support them.
I know you
do. I try to support them as much as I can.
I know. I appreciate it, Jer. Thank you.
Now, you have a great program. Please don't retire until after I pass away, please.
Well, Jer, I don't... Here, I have no control over that, and retiring, I don't intend to retire. It's not going to be my call. It's going to be the way things are. It's just going to be... It'll be a result of the fact that newspaper, TV, radio, we're all in trouble, and we're in trouble from a revenue standpoint. When it dries up, things go away. It's not really retiring. It's forced retirement, but I'll hang on as long as I can, okay?
Jerry's
gone. Oh. All right, we'll hang on as long as we can.
I have something. Someone called. He couldn't stay on the line at work, but he said, going back to the names, you know, like, what was the word?
Richard Woodcock.
Yeah. Richard Woodcock
and Dick
everything.
Head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this
you always act, that's his name.
I know, because it's just a natural reaction that when you say that, I immediately want to hit the dump button. No, but, you know.
That would be an insult to Mr. Head. You can't do that.
This one, he said his son, when his son graduated, and this was, I don't know if, I won't say the school, but his son graduated, and he said they were at the graduation, and he even looked on the, he looked back on the program to make sure, because on graduation they say the full name, they say the first, middle, and last name.
Right.
This guy's name was Thomas Eaton Cox.
Oh, no way. No way.
All right, that wins.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Oh, man. Those are evil parents.
I know, and he
said...
You've
got to know what you do.
He said when they announced that name, everybody started mumbling, going... All right, and then laughing.
When he was born, his parents were hippies who were stoned.
Oh.
And they went, I got a great idea. Let's make his middle name Eaton, and then no matter what his first name is, it'll be Eaton Cox. That's a good one. Yeah, and then unfortunately for that kid, that's what his name turned out. Luckily, we don't. Most people use our middle name, so they just know him as Tom Cox. They don't need to know about the middle name. Anything else, Dan? Or was that it? Dan Strauss.
He's calling, on the phone. Calling, he's answering the phone.
That's it.
Okay. Well, he's the one that started. He got something else. I didn't know if he was. He was finished or not. Here's an interesting... Let's talk to Dave. I'll tell you what I was about to tell you. It has to do with expiration dates, but let's bring Dave on. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Terrific. What's going on?
I am AM in the PM.
A lot of people are. Hallelujah. Thanks.
Okay. I had 2 weeks ago, or whenever you guys were talking about all that hee-haw stuff...
Mm-hmm.
And the you came up with the theme and the theme and the theme.
Yep, there it is.
Well, I can see the crows popping up out of the cornfield now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the crows, but, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, uh-oh.
Anyway.
Well, at least you caught it. You knew when you did it.
Oh, yeah.
Like locking your keys in the car the minute you do it. Oh, I know what I did.
Yeah. Well, I was on a walk when you guys were trying to figure out the lyrics to that tune, and there was a caller that called in that Dan had took the call, and he recited the words, and immediately I knew in my mind, I grew up on hee-haw, and I was actually in a family band, and it was country, and my dad almost, he made us listen to hee-haw.
Mm-hmm.
And or watch it, and we all laughed. But anyway, those lyrics that guy recited, they were correct. There was. Did you guys ever figure that out for sure?
Well, we did, and it, when he first did it, I thought he was trying to do the go up the country, the canned heat song, and I realized now it wasn't. Those were the lyrics. But we're not really interested in the lyrics because the lyrics were seldom heard. One or two episodes, I think. We just wanted to use the da 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 da. But you're right. That da 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 da. That there are words to that, but we're not interested in the words so much as just the music, because that's what they used regularly. It was just the music.
as always, you decided perfectly, and I'm glad you just decided to do it once instead of twice, because once drives the point home.
Well, really the show quick. Is constantly so, evolving, trying to get better, so we're working right. on it.
No, but I was, and...
Okay, well, hang on a second, what was that?
That was did close.
He kind of said, he went like, anywa.
He kind of mushed it.
Well, right, he didn't say anyway, though, fully.
No, don't be sorry.
Okay,
all
right.
You, that button.
You caught it. You caught it. Caught yourself.
Well,
anything else, Dave?
When you guys were kind of dismissing those lyrics, I wasn't around a phone, and when I got to one, I kept calling and calling. I was like, "Oh my God, those are the lyrics!" But they didn't use them all the time.
No.
They didn't. They most of the time just did that what you guys had been using. But
right.
They did use those words, and I just didn't know if you guys had ever figured that out or not.
We finally did. We blew it at first, but yeah, we figured it out. All right, Dave. Thank you for the call.
All right, well, great job. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, we still have a couple minutes to go to Tom. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank and gang, AM and PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
And you was talking about the people on the side of the road begging. I'll tell you, the one that gets me the most is when you see somebody begging and they're smoking a cigarette.
I don't like that either.
That's not a cheap hobby.
No, and you give them $5 and you pretty well know it's going for a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, so that's all I had. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Are the ones that say, "We'll work for food." And if you go up and you go, "Hey, I've got some work for
well,
you."
Well, we did a whole hour one day.
I know.
This. And you're never going to stop it. You're never going to really know who's legit, who's not legit. But you know what? I normally will, if I have time and the light just turned red, I give him $10. It's not gonna
throw it at him. You don't have to touch him. You don't have to do a hand off.
Oh, I'd hand it to
just
him.
Just throw it
if
at
I
him.
If I touch one
like
end of a bill and hand you and you touch the other end of the bill, what's it gonna crawl quickly from
gonna,
him to me?
He's gonna pull the knife or the gun out with his other hand and say, "Go ahead and give me the rest of what's in your wallet."
Nah, I hand them $10.
Okay.
I just do. Because it changed my life, and maybe I got lucky and got the one person who really needs it and it's legit and they really are homeless and they're out of work. I just choose to assume maybe that's the case. Waldo, we have 2.5 minutes. Welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Well, I was in the car business for many years, and I would go to an auto auction in Columbia, Missouri. It was Richard Head's Auto Auction. I don't know if he's still in business or not.
See? The name does exist, and apparently lots
true.
Of people have it. I think it's cruel, but parents did it.
Wow.
They named him that.
That's right. So I don't know if it still exists or not, but that is an actual auto auction.
All right. Thank you, Waldo.
It is. It's the Head Head Motor Company in Columbia, Missouri. It's still open.
Wow.
And it's Richard Head's Auto Auction Incorporated.
See, and I think there's a benefit to that. It gets a lot more attention than if it were Tom Johnson's auto auction. And here's the other thing. Maybe he used a name, it's not even his real name, just to get attention. Nothing wrong with that. That's just called marketing, advertising, getting your name out there. I would pay a lot more attention to Dick Head's auto auction than I would Bill, you know, Snodgrass's auto auction. All right, we're coming up on 4 o'clock. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. If you have a pet, if you want a pet, if you try to figure out how to get rid of a pet, he's your guy. He's your pet's best friend, the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Somebody sent me, I have 1 minute, somebody sent me this list. We did this like a year or two ago. I just find it very funny. It's children's books that didn't make it, that the publishers would not publish. We have time for a couple of them. Kids, get ready. You might find this very funny. Here's the first kid's book that didn't make it. Little kid's book called You're Different and That's Bad. didn't make it. Here's one: The Boy Who Died from Eating Vegetables.
Oh, wow!
I like this one: Dad's New Wife, Robert. Here's one for little kids: Fun four-letter words to know and share.
I have some real books. There's Brenda's Beaver Needs a Barber.
Oh,
it's a real book.
Dan just ruined.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He just ruined the bit. No, he ruined the bit. He ruined the bit by jumping in there abruptly And oh, here's some real books.
I'm sorry.
No, that's it. No. Now the audience is deprived of the next couple that I was going to do. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Oh.
You can send your thank you emails to danstrauss@yahoo.com. Yeah. That's his email address. Dr. Doug will be here after we check in with John Landoff. Please don't go away. And I mean, what the heck?
Sorry.
You turned my mic off.
Yeah, I did. Force a habit. The music died. I'm used to turn the mics off. Sorry.
You can email Limey at... which one are you using? Limey Phillips?
Yeah, LimeyPhillips@gmail.com.
So they can email you for cutting my mic off.
Yeah, they can.
And I don't even remember what I was going to say. I was going to say, please don't go away, and I mean that. We want you to stay with us because you'll be glad you did. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.